Good morning and welcome again to Shepherd in the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on the seventh Sunday of Easter, and as we celebrate Ascension Sunday, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, Rejoice, the Lord is King, your Lord and King adore. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The gospel lesson appointed for the seventh Sunday of Easter is taken from St. John chapter 17, verses 11 through 19 as follows. Jesus said, Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one even as we are one. While I was with them, I kept them in your name, which you have given me. I have guarded them, and not one of them has been lost except the son of destruction, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sake I consecrate myself, that they also may be sanctified in truth. This is the gospel of the Lord. We now sing the hymn of the day, a hymn of glory let us sing. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to stand in awe and perplexity at the ascension of your Son, Jesus Christ, as he was taken up or lifted up into the sky to be with you in heaven. Not only that, but as you also command us to be witnesses of Jesus' resurrection, just as the disciples did, as they returned to Jerusalem and devoted themselves to prayer, and were instructed by the Lord to stay in the upper room until the day of Pentecost, when all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 1, verses 9 through 11, as follows. Men of Galilee, why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, today we celebrate with joy, praise, and thanksgiving the ascension of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It happened on the Mount of Olives, or Olivet, just outside of Jerusalem in the vicinity of Bethany, as the 11 disciples stood in awe and perplexity as Jesus was taken up or lifted up into the sky, and then as a cloud suddenly appeared and enveloped him, and Jesus was hidden from their eyes. We read in the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 24, verses 30 and 31. When Jesus had led them out of the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. In the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 9, we read that Jesus was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. And in the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 16, verse 19, that Jesus was taken up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. The words we confess in the second article of the Apostles' Creed: he ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. And as Jesus was taken up or lifted up, two men or two angels dressed in white robes stood beside them and asked them, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand here looking into the sky?" And before they could say anything, they answered their own question, saying, "This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven." There was no question about the fact that the disciples were in awe and perplexity. They did not know what to make of it. They were not only perplexed and puzzled, but at the same time confused. They were not quite ready yet to say goodbye to Jesus, even though Jesus had told them repeatedly to get ready and prepared for his departure. And yet, that is precisely what happened as Jesus was suddenly taken up into heaven. And as soon as Jesus disappeared into the sky, the apostles returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey away. And when they had entered, they went up to the upper room where they were staying, Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus and Simon the Zealot, and Judas the son of James. And as soon as the 11 disciples arrived, they devoted themselves to prayer together with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers. In other words, not only the 11, but other women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus, and the brothers of Jesus, as recorded in the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 13, verse 55, James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas. We also read in the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 24, verses 32 and 33, that they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they stayed continually in the temple praising God. And as they were praying in the upper room, Peter stood up and reminded them that now there were only 11 disciples instead of 12, after Judas betrayed Jesus and committed suicide. Now they had to choose one of the two men to replace him. As a matter of fact, Peter stood up among the brothers, altogether about 120 believers, and said, "Brothers, the scripture had to be fulfilled concerning Judas." And then Peter went on to say, "For it is written in the book of Psalms, 'Let another take his office.'" So they did, as they forward two names, Joseph called Barsabbas, who was also called Justus, and Matthias. Peter said, "For one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection." And then they prayed and asked the Lord to show them which of the two he had chosen. "You, Lord, who know the hearts of all, show which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in the ministry and apostleship from which Judas turned aside to go to his own place." So the Lord did, as they were asked to cast lots, either the use of rocks or sticks to designate the right choice from the Lord. And the lot fell on Matthias as the one to replace Judas as the 12th disciple of our Lord. They had now fulfilled the scripture, as they had again 12 disciples, and as they all became witnesses of Jesus' resurrection, and were instructed by the Lord to stay in the upper room for 10 days until the day of Pentecost, when all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit, that they would receive the gift God the Father had promised them, that they would not be baptized with water, but baptized with the Holy Spirit. We read in Acts chapter 1, verses 4 through 8, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Now what about us? Yes, what about you and me again? Are we also in awe and perplexity? And the answer is yes. We also stand in awe and perplexity, even though we were not there to see and witness Jesus ascending into heaven and given the command to go and make disciples of all nations. And with the same promise, "I will be with you always, even to the end of the world." Not only that, but that he will return again as he has promised us at his second coming. Until then, as the Lord chose Matthias to be added and numbered with the 11, he has also chosen us to be added and numbered among those who must become witnesses of Jesus' resurrection today, not by casting lots, but by obeying his command to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ with those who are still lost and unsaved to the kingdom of heaven. The words of Jesus himself as he gave the great commission before he ascended into heaven. We read in the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 28, beginning verse 18, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you." And then Jesus promised to them, saying, "And surely I will be with you always, even to the end of the world." Yes, we too must become witnesses with the 12 disciples of Jesus' resurrection. And it begins with someone in our own family who still does not have Jesus as their Savior. Then our neighbor next door, or a friend we have known perhaps for many years, or even someone at work. It begins in our own backyard, our neighborhood, in our community right here in the Big Bear Valley, and then outside of our community to the ends of the earth. And if we have failed to witness or become better witnesses of Jesus' resurrection, God the Father forgives us again through Jesus' blood and righteousness as He guides us and empowers us through His Holy Spirit, not only as a church, but as God's people, to go and make disciples of all nations, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. So may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through the power and guidance of His Holy Spirit to also become witnesses of Jesus' resurrection. May our prayer today be the words of the hymn of the day, a hymn of glory, let us sing. O risen Christ, ascended Lord, all praise to you let earth accord. You are, while endless ages run, with Father and with Spirit one. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always, as we today celebrate with joy, praise, and thanksgiving the ascension of Jesus. This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen Him go into heaven. And as we also become witnesses of Jesus' resurrection, amen. We now sing the next hymn, Crown Him with Many Crowns, the Lamb upon His Throne. Amen. Let us pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this seventh Sunday of Easter, as we also celebrate the ascension of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we want to thank again everyone for their prayers, giving, and financial support for our ministry here at Shepherd in the Pines. Your love, concern, and response has kept the doors of our church open. We now conclude with the singing of the closing hymn, "How Sweet the Name of Jesus Sounds in a Believer's Ears." Amen.